Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Could Trump's tweets help Twitter out of its slump?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And Donald Trump's tweets have made Twitter among the top subjects of news headlines and firmly planted Twitter into the global zeitgeist. Yet, the struggle is still very real for the social media platform's stock price. But could that change? That's what we're going to discuss today. And joining us now in studio with the very latest is the Wall Street Journal's Chris Dietrich. Hi, Chris.
Thanks so much.
So Twitter is one of those tech companies seeing some struggle, which is interesting because you look at how prevalent it's been this past year in politics alone. You know, for the last year, then candidate Trump, now President Trump, tweet something and that's the day's news cycle. And regardless of that, it's still a tech company that's hurting. But I understand maybe we should wait and see because apparently some analysts think Trump's tweets will attract new users and make Twitter a takeover target.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty fascinating idea, right? I mean, Twitter is in serious trouble. Their user base has stalled. They're having trouble selling ads. And yet there's this disconnect between it's ubiquitous everywhere now that the president is sort of freewheeling in his tweets, talking about Nordstrom in particular, right? So you have one of the most powerful people in the world really advancing, really using this platform, and yet the company is having trouble monetizing that. And so what we saw, one of the kind of wilder, I guess, calls you would say from a Wall Street analyst, his name's Richard Greenfield at BTIG, and he calls Donald Trump a second chance for Twitter. He says his call is sort of premised on this idea that eventually over time, you know, more people are going to download the Twitter app, more people are going to engage directly with the president of the United States over Twitter. Mm-hmm. That's going to sort of rekindle the appeal.
Right.
And, you know, potentially put it back on the table for a takeover.
What I find fascinating, too, is the connection to FDR's fireside chats of last century. And while most comparisons probably end there, the idea that they both used direct means to reach a large number of people seems pretty significant. I guess that sheds light on the importance of engagement.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And I think for most people, at least around the desk where I was sitting, we sort of all scoffed initially at this idea. But, I mean, it is using technology. It's using sort of what was then for FDR, the radio to engage directly, sort of circumvent the media. This is sort of before the press conference era. So you're talking directly to Americans. And that is exactly what the president is doing. And, you know, the niche, the other bit of that is that you can say, you know, at the president and respond back. So
right.
This idea that you can sort of engage, although, you know, it's fairly rare that the president is going to tweet back at you, but who knows? You're going straight to the people.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Chris Dietrich about Trump's impact on Twitter. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening. So, Chris, you have all of these X factors that can dampen some optimism. You know, you look at CEO Jack Dorsey, notably absent from the Trump tech meetings. The fact that most Americans, according to polling at least, think Trump should tweet less. It just seems like some pretty healthy optimism despite these facts. And it hasn't yet had that much impact throughout the election season. Maybe election season versus a presidency will change things, but it's interesting.
Well, and that's what it's going to be really interesting to see what the numbers show. The analyst today was really upbeat about downloads on Apple devices of the Twitter app, yet there are some other...
Is there data that suggests that, that there have been more downloads since the election?
He pointed to some download data, but other data is more mixed. So we know that in October and in November, the user growth at Twitter was pretty flat. And so when they report earnings later this week, it'll be interesting to see whether that picks up or not. Anecdotally, you know, I know people that have actually deleted their Twitter app because it was sort of this overwhelming force that you had to look at. And so, I think I can see both sides. And it really will be fascinating to see whether first of all, the users show up and whether Twitter is able to finally monetize that.
Yeah, we'll keep our eye on it. Chris Dietrich, thank you as always.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Chris Dietrich for joining us. For more on his stories, check out WSJ.com. That'll wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.